Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Candide West. Candide West is here. He's a new friend. He's joining us from Switzerland. He works for Symantec. He's a threat researcher there. He's been working with them now for a number of years. He's an expert in the area of cyber threats. And he has brought us the Symantec 2019 Internet Security Threat Report. And there's some stuff in here that they found that you and I will be familiar with. We will know about it, and we'll learn more about those things. And there's some stuff in here that we have never heard about. So I'm looking forward to getting his report. Candide West, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you here. By the way, folks, in case I think I may have mentioned it, he's joining us from Switzerland, from Zurich, Switzerland, where he lives. Candide, as I've said, over the years, more than 21 years, I started out talking about cyber threats. The early ones were coming in from spam, and then more and more of the malware and then the ransomware we've talked about worms and all the different kinds of bad stuff that the cyber bad guys have been developing over the years, and they're getting better. They're more determined. It's becoming more of a profession now than just a bunch of hackers out there, and it's a very active time for those of you who are trying to prevent this, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, Jim. I mean, I've been doing it now for 16 years, analyzing threats for Symantec, and as you said, they definitely saw that there is money to be made, and now the cyber criminals are making it as a professional, and that means there's more and more attacking us, unfortunately.
Well, it's a multiple billion-dollar industry. I mean, I don't know, how much is it? 50? Is it 50 billion? 100 billion? I've forgotten.
It's actually hard to really quantify, but you're right. We're definitely above north of the 50 billion, because we even saw some single groups making more than a million per month.
Wow.
And I think that's quite a payday, right? So you can imagine they don't really want to stop.
No, where are these? Is there a place where these people are generally located? Is there one country or one region where these people are?
Unfortunately, cybercrime is actually a global phenomenon, which is good for me because that means I can work all over the country and all over the globe as well. But of course, we see more of those cyber criminals from countries where maybe the unemployment rate is high, or maybe the normal salary is not too good. So the alternatives definitely can shape someone's future. And once they're drifted into cybercrime, a lot of them stay because it's not so easy to catch them for the police.
Well, and if you're disenfranchised and you don't have anything, and you imagine all you're doing is taking stuff away from people who have more than you, it's sort of rationalized, isn't it, in some societies?
It's definitely something that some people think, oh, yeah, it's kind of a faceless crime, specifically if it's stealing from the multinational corporations, right? They think, oh, nobody really gets hurt. But, Jim, we all know in the end someone has to pay for it, and usually it's the small businesses and the people on the homes, right?
Right, exactly. But these people... You know, one of the things that I've talked about on the show over the years is to help my small business audience understand is the fact that some of the more sophisticated and disruptive forms of cyber crimes, they're coming down market now with those things. There was a time when they were pretty much focusing on the big guys, but now they've got the algorithms and the computer power, the processing power, to broadcast their mayhem. And all they got to do is pick up a handful a night, and there's a pretty good payday for that night. and they may you know go after a million or 10 million in a day. If they pick up 100 of those, that's a pretty good payday, and their CPU power and their technology allows them to do that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the internet is a fantastic invention, but of course it also means that people can now really scale up their attacks. And as you say, they might just need one or two successful attacks for the weekend, and that's all they need for the whole payday to come in.
Right.
So we've definitely seen that they scale it down to smaller companies.
Well, the big companies are numbered in the thousands, and they've got pretty significant budgets to protect themselves. Small business owners just in America is 28 million. That's a lot of targets of opportunity. So, folks, the things that we're going to talk about as we go forward with Candide, remember, these are things that are coming to you very soon. If they're not already there. 2010, right back with Candide West. He's with Symantec. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.